Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. I'll go ahead and start right off with my tuning in chant.
Om Namo Guru Dev Namo
I bow to the ancient divine infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me, that's within all of us. And as I was chanting, I could see the angels shaking their pom-poms and throwing sparkles on all of us. So anyway, hello, everyone. I almost feel like it's the start of a new year or something. We just got moved into our new home. We're calling it our forever home because we don't want to move ever again. And actually, the more, you know, we've only been here a few days, but it just feels so lovely. It's so delightful. We just love it. It's a really sweet duplex, upstairs, downstairs, and I'm sitting upstairs now in what we're calling the sunroom, where I'll be able to do calls, do my radio show, you know, have a little meditation space here where I can close the door. A place to be. Super sweet. And I'm looking out, since I'm upstairs, I'm looking out at the trees, and wow, it just feels really, really fabulous. So we feel very, very blessed. And my husband and I were laughing yesterday because we're so kind of in the same amount of energy around getting things settled. And so our goal yesterday was to take the big pile of furniture in the living room and the dining room area and, you know, make it usable. And then at some point we had a goal that we were going to find ourselves a nice used big couch. And then at some point we had to find a washer and dryer. And then at some point, well, we knew right away we had to get a little, lawnmower, like just a little one that you push, you know, that has the, no engine, because we have a tiny little perfect yard. And so yesterday we had lunch, and we already got the, you know, the dining room and the living room kind of all sorted out. We were like, let's go look at such and such place and see if we can find a lawnmower. And right next to it was Habitat for Humanity, and we found a couch that was just totally perfect for us. It was half off. And we found a used washer and dryer that was also a good deal. And we were just giggling with glee because we just kind of, that just has been happening, you know. It's like this beautiful abundance and just things falling into place. I mean, I've been getting this inkling of it for a little while. Part of it felt like there was going to be a click moving into this place. But, you know, really just moving to our new town, Corvallis, Oregon, has felt just super, super perfect and super wonderful. Just feels so embracing. I spent a few days in Portland, our old, where we just moved from, doing some little bit of pet sitting over the last few days. And it was fine. I love that dog. But I just thought, I don't feel at home here. And I came back into... drove home Sunday afternoon. I turned off at our exit, and I just got this big grin on my face, like, this is home, and it just feels so delightful, so fabulous. Like, it's hard to find words. And so, anyway, I think I've talked before a little bit about abundance and how the abundance is coming to us in just many, many, many different ways. I mean, right now I'm sitting here in this kind of what feels like a dream room where I have, we have our little couch up here that I love hanging out on. I have my little green comfy chair that I love meditating in. I'm looking out the windows at these beautiful trees. I mean, this is abundance, you know. It's this very lovely space, and I you know, this morning I was just standing at the sink washing dishes, and it's a stainless steel sink with two sinks. And I was just feeling all blissed out, like, oh, my God, I love this little kitchen. It's not a huge kitchen. It's just like the perfect size kitchen. And it's right there with the dining area. And so when I'm cooking or if Jim's making salad, where it can be right there together. And anyway, abundance, you know. It's just feels so, so lovely. Very exciting, you know, and I know one of the things I had talked about earlier, a couple months ago, I guess, is when we first found this place, I realized that this was a new earth transaction, and it really feels like that. It feels like being in 5D, that things are just flowing, that there's like a place for everything. Just little things. That's just so funny. There's like little things that just a nice click, you know. I mean, and in some ways it feels like kind of dumb, you know, like the people left this nice row of hooks, like a hook, a kind of a coat rack type thing on the wall by the front door. And it was just, you know, they could have taken it with them, but they left it. And it's just like this sweet place that we can hang our coats. I mean, you know, just, and I know that that feels abundant to me. Anyway, just really, really excited to be here, obviously. It was interesting as I was gone, kind of being by myself with the dog. I got to spend some really lovely time with my daughter and her dog. So that was super, super fun. But just got that, you know what, I don't think I'm going to do pet sitting up there anymore. I think I'll just, if I do any, it'll be really limited here in town. You know, my husband and I have talked about me doing, I'd love to do more coaching, working with people. I don't even know what to call it, angel reading, whatever. And we'll see, you know, I could do it by, so it's kind of like, do I want to fire up a business? Do I want to just do a donation only? You know, not sure. So anyway, for now, I'm just gifting it out. So if anyone is interested in having an angel reading, I am open for business and would love to share that, my gift with you. And angels are shaking their pom-poms again and saying, yes. So you can always find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu. My email is elizabethsadhu@gmail.com. So anyway, many, many blessings and joy for me to be able to share that gift that I have. And the angels are saying really that it's kind of really part of my life's work also to do that with people. And anyway, so that's all good. Just wanted to share that. And so let's see what else. They're saying that it would be a good time to do a chant. We're probably about halfway through here. And what chant is it? Okay. Okay, they're showing me a couple different ones. The first one I'm going to do is the one that they have talked to me about it being kind of the one for these ascension times and moving into the fifth dimension. Or higher, for that matter, and that this is, they call it, they're kind of been calling it the Roto-Rooter chant, that it helps us move through and blast through, because, you know, these times can be very, very challenging if we've been, you know, we've been living in 3D for years, and sometimes I've noticed that, you know, we're still interacting with people who are in 3D, and as we're all shifting, you know, it's a challenge to not buy into the 3D crap, basically, which is kind of the whole crazy election that's going on in the United States, the whole this whatever crazy world stuff that's going on. You know, it's funny because I guess this is where I can tell I most have shifted, because ordinarily I will get to the chat, by the way. Ordinarily I think I would have gotten a little more upset with the whole election and the fear that possibly Donald Trump might be president. But I just have this peaceful, sublime feeling that it's all going to be okay, that there are just so much shifting going on. So anyway, whatever, it just, you know, doesn't matter. But the thing is, you know, I don't get into watching the news. I haven't watched the news in probably 35 years or read the news or any of that stuff. And they, you know, with the press, they just hype it up, you know. So it's easy to get caught up in the 3D frenzy of, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, okay, enough of that. I'll do the Roto-Rooter chant. Tapia na jaye, kita na hoe, ape up, narin jina soe, jina sevia, tina paye man, nanika gavia, guni nidhan, gavia, sunye, manarakye, bao, duka para harasukkara le jai, guru mukha nadam, guru mukha vedam, guru mukha rahya samai, guru isura, guru gora kabarma, guru para basti mai. Jai ho jana akka nahi kehna katana jai Gura ikde gujai Savana jiya ka ikdata So me visarana jai. All right, that's the Roto-Rooter chant, helping us move into these new times, the new dimensions. Basically kind of helping us deal. Oh, okay, now they're saying to do this other one that kind of helps us deal with you know, interactions in the 3D world, because, you know, we're human and we still are going to have that. And it's interesting trying to explain the feeling or what it is to be in 5D. And the only thing I can kind of get to explain it at this point is it's kind of like stuff just doesn't bug me as much, you know? And that things just don't seem as important that they used to. You know, the political thing I was talking about, even how the angels are showing me, even I've been struggling. I've talked a bit here about my body image, you know, kind of letting that, all that stuff go. Like, it's just not important, you know. It's just really important to be living, at least for me, to be living in gratitude and, like to say, wallowing in gratitude and being in joy and being in love with myself and my life and just really, really appreciating that. So anyway, okay, now I'm going to do the chant that is for neutral mind, but I'd like to also say that it's kind of for non-attachment. And the angels are saying this will also help in being in a 3D world for those of us who have just maybe come a little bit more, or we're a little bit more living in 5D now, that this will help in that. And also it just helps, it actually helps anyone as you're trying to shift and be kind of less attached to outcome, you could say. Asankanav, asankatav, agam agam asankalo. Asanka kahe sirabara hoe, akari nam, akari salav, akari gyan gita gunaga, akari likana bola naman, akara sirasun joga vikan, jine likhe tisirinai, jifurumai tiftifai, jeta kita teta now, vinanave nahi kotel, kudurata kavan kahavi char, varianajava ekavar, Jau tu japave sai balikar, tu sadasala mata nirankar. Well, that's good timing. The lady just told me about I have about a minute left. And so, again, I'm just like wallowing in gratitude for just, I have so much. I feel so abundant. And the angels were just saying, and you have an abundant, beautiful body. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And this abundance and joy with my husband and our life and being in our new town, which is a town we lived in for about a year, a little less than 10 years ago. We have so many friends here. So much amazing connections, It's a smaller town. It just feels delightful for us. And now in our beautiful forever home, it feels really, really delicious. So anyway, many, many, many blessings to you all. Thanks for being with me. Again, I'm Elizabeth Sadhu at gmail.com or Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadhu on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you. Have a fabulous, fabulous day.